For more on the Walter Reed story now, we're joined by Phil Carter. He's a former Army officer who writes about military matters for the online magazine Slate. Phil, welcome back.
Thanks, Alex.
Here's a quote from the piece you put up on Thursday on Slate about the Walter Reed story. It's clear that the military bureaucracy is rotten to the core. That's a rather hot statement.
The Walter Reed mess shows just how bad the military is at passing information, particularly when it's bad, dealing with bad information, and using its senior management personnel not just to work within the system, but to take ownership of the system and really fix it.
But this is an angry piece from you, and you're an analytical guy. Angry, I suspect, because you're a veteran of this war. You're back from a year's combat service in Iraq months ago.
When the story first broke, I couldn't find the profanity with which to express my rage and simmered down over a few days to see the systemic problems that were animating what was going on there.
Well, what are the systemic problems from your standpoint? You've served as an Army captain. You're also an attorney. You're used to analyzing things and looking at them.
It's one thing to make healthy soldiers attend formations in the morning and fight with the paperwork monster that is the military. But if you've got guys with traumatic brain injury, you've got guys that have significant difficulty moving around, then forcing them to negotiate the system is fundamentally wrong. And for legions of generals and congresspersons and members of the senior administration ranks to not notice this and fix it is just derelict.
What do you think of the way that Defense Secretary Gates has managed this so far? Because on the very day that you wrote in Slate saying people should be fired, and in fact, people did start getting fired.
I think it was the smart move to hold the senior commander, Major General Waitman, accountable for this by firing him.
He was in charge of Walter Reed, and he was dismissed from that role.
Right. He may not have had a direct role in what was going on, but a commander is responsible for everything that does happen or fails to happen in his unit. And General Waitman has to bear that responsibility for better or worse. Firing Secretary Harvey was probably the right thing to do, too. It sends a clear message to the ranks that you must perform, and if you don't perform, you'll be held accountable.
Army Secretary Francis Harvey fired on Friday by Secretary Gates.
That's right.
You know, there is a tone in this article, and you've kind of alluded to this here today. This is beyond Walter Reed. It's beyond the Army medical system, you're suggesting. It's an inherent tendency to find a kind of a bureaucratic approach to every problem within the military.
Right. The Pentagon has morphed into the largest bureaucracy ever known to man. And a lot of people write that the American way of war is a sort of technological fantasy of smart bombs and munitions and clean warfare. Well, in many ways, it's also become the most bureaucratic form of warfare ever. And we now have a system whereby every policy, every procurement, every decision must go through this process. And the end results don't look like they're working anymore.
You write about General Kiley. This is Kevin Kiley. He's the Army Surgeon General. He had been in charge of Walter Reed Army Medical Center. His office was on the grounds of Walter Reed. He lived on the grounds of Walter Reed. And you write, why couldn't he walk out of his office, walk across the street to this building where things were going so wrong, the notorious Building 18 on the grounds there? Why didn't he just walk over and look and see what was going on?
This is the failure of leadership that happened there. General Kiley relied on his staff to tell him what was going on. He didn't do what management gurus call management by walking around, just going around to talk to people, especially the most junior-ranking people and their families at Walter Reed. He probably would have gotten an earful. Dana Priest and Ann Hull from The Washington Post certainly did nothing more than that. They just walked around and listened. And their intrepid reporting proved to be better leadership than the combined generals there at Walter Reed.
Phil Carter, an attorney and former Army officer. He lives here in Los Angeles and writes for the online magazine Slate. Phil, thank you again.
Thanks, Alex.